That the goy is sitting like boy in the store. So everybody knows the goy is a shooter fear. Rashi says when we start to look at Chovim, it's all lishum when don't you have to make a roishim to yosel the Chovim on Maschoso? Kishatabach moicher aboso. The mucha nus lovi the Chovim shooterfu. V'yein kan chashad. Or Maslis is talking about the loy yosel where the goy is not sitting next to the store. Here there's no chashad. Samor says the kavosi is so gab the koy nosel the yosel Maschoso. If we're talking about that you claim a shutuf with a coin and the coin sits right outside the store, so also my tzoch lishim, what do you have to make a sign for? Everybody knows, like, you're a shutuf with the coin. Someone says, the yarmu, they say bistra kazovin. It could be people think the coin is only coming there to buy meat, but not that he's a shutuf, he's a partner with you. People think the coin is coming to buy meat. Aloch, so that can't be a terrorist time the guy is outside by the store. El rad ocho mayaskinen the yosod of the kechovim a kasafto that the guy is sitting over here. So Rashi says a kasafto means al ergois on the counter. Shenoisu bo atava chamoyes that the tava gives the money. Kishemekablin tomin malochin tovadim luchashav the kechovim shutefwa. He's not just like sitting outside the store, but he's inside the store by the counter. So then it's mentioned clearly that the goy is a shutuf over here. So more still is the same question. If so, Gabi Koyin is also talking about the yosel like a safto, that the coin is inside the store by the counter. So again, the might say, listen, what do you have to make a sign for him? Everybody knows he's a koyin, he's a shutuf here. Amri, I'll tell you, hamune hemne. That you stam appointed him to work there again, the coin is there, it's no proof he's a shutif, maybe you just hired him to work. So again, the Chavim namli amri himuni hemni, you hired him to work. The Mer says, no, ain't amuni bezachavim, everybody knows you don't trust the guy, and you would not appoint, the Jew would not appoint the guy to take care of the money there, like by the counter. So if we have a guy there, it must only be because he's a shutif, otherwise you wouldn't have him. He boy said, not to tell you is stam bezachavim, mifa piya. That's Tama Goy. So Rashi says, well, I'm now the first terrorist. The Goy is right outside the store. But Tama Goy's Mifatoim is always talking, yelling. He's telling people, do this, do that. But since he's there telling them what to do, everybody knows, like, he's a shutif, he's a partner over here. But Mashma Tama Koyin, he's not going to tell people what to do. So if even though the Koyin is a shutif, people will know about it. Therefore, by a Koyin, it's not enough that he's sitting outside the store. You have to make a Roshan. But by a Goy, if he's partner here, he talks up and tells you what to do, therefore that's Mukhimus, and he's a shutif. But the more I bought Nan, Tanan, we learned, Suli Hamakdoshim, Nimkorim, Beitlis, Nishkotim, Beitlis, Nishkolim, Beitlis. So we learned here that Suli Hamakdoshim and Nimkorim, you could sell a Beitlis in the marketplace, and they're sold in the marketplace, and you could sell it the regular meat. So how would people know that it's a Suli Hamakdoshim? You can't tell. Says, so why don't you have to have a roshim, a sign that you're not giving the matonis? People shouldn't be choshed you, like, why aren't you giving the matonis? So Mara says, Tirgum, that's what we learned before, you don't have to make a roshim. Sula amigdoshim, Tirgum, Ravada, Marava, Kaimdur, Popo, Fiyasin, Han, Nekor, Matech, Abayis. That you sell at home, you sell. Rashi says, I mean, sell at home, like Bechor, O Maisa, Dosem, Tanan, Chutz, Minabosa, Via Maisa, Shenosan, Labailim. Shein demayim kodesh zibul latiflo etigol behainu vein kedusha demayim frikoch lo yetiru lo yibishu anosu lezalzu bim amerchim b'shur kader achulin alavatech habayis avol pi shemafse b'dovash in leim kodesin kolkach vayinu mucha nosa. Hey, there are certain like a bechor or a maisa there you could only sell it privately because there the hanor goes to yourself. So here it's nikah, but it will know it's not a regular behemoth. But Psula HaMekdoshim, so they'll understand why you're not giving off Matanis. Senechnamin. The Psula HaMekdoshim, that when you purchase them like the money goes to Hegdish, then we say you're allowed to sell it. Even in the normal place. And then maybe you would have to have a Roshim. People should know it's different. But here we're talking about the Psula HaMekdoshim, like by a Bechor and by a Maisa, that it stays by the owner anyway. So here he only has the right to sell it certain ways, only privately in his house. So here, like it's Nick, everybody would realize this is a Psula HaMekdoshim. So they would understand why you're not giving them matanis. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rafu no shutif v'reish." If you're a shutif with a coin or with a goy, and the head of the animal, the locher is part of the lechi. So you're part of giving the matanis of the lechi to a coin. you only have a shutfis, only like you own the whole animal. Just in the head you have a shutif with a guy, see if what's been given lachiyayim to kain. Shutif the yad, let's say you own the whole animal, just in the hand you have a shutif with a guy with a kain. So again, potim in azraya, you potim and given the shoulders and the matnas kuna. Shutif in the mind, let's say you have a shutif, you own the whole animal, just you have a partner, a guy on the b'nei mind, the stomach, then potim in a kaiva, you potim and given the kaiva. That's his halacha, that even though you have a shutif, it only partners that part and not more. As long as you have a shut, as long as the guy owns part of the animal, that frees you from all the matanis. That's a little bit heter today, but we don't give matas kuna, because usually we have a shut if a guy owns at least part of it. Mesra, I have a question. It says, Harosh Shali, the Kula Shaloch. I want the head to still belong to me, but everything else belongs to you. That filu echad mi may brush even 100 of the head, potter. Your potter. And the same thing, Hayad Shali, Vakulu Shaloch, Afilu Echad Mimeya Biyad Potter. That I want the hands to belong to me, everything else should belong to you, and even only 100th of the hands belongs to me, still your potter. Pene Mayin Shali, Vakulu Shaloch, Afilu Echad Mimeya Mayan Potter. So now, my love, when it says potter, doesn't mean to say potter min alechi, Vakhaya Vakulan. Kurmash Miyoni potter on the part that you have a shutuf with. But on the rest of it, Yechai is the Matonis. And the same thing, Potem min Azrei v'chai v'kulan, Potem min Akeva v'chai v'kulan. So according to Mashma, if you have a shutif on one part, it only frees you from that one part, not from the rest of it. Most of the law, it could be Potem mikulan, Potem from everything. It is so, but listen, Potem on this list, it should have said clearly, Potem mikulan. V'yoit secondly, Tanya, we learned. Haroshli, somebody says, that should belong to me, v'kulan, so everything belongs to you. There's a guy you're selling this to a Jew or a Kayin. Afilu echem imeya brush. Potem in Alechi, V'chai B'kul, so clearly, even though a guy owns part of it, you only have a Ptur in the Lechi where the guy still owns it, but Yechai and the rest of the Matonis. So Tiyusu D'chiyah Barav, Tiyusu Tzakash and D'chiyah Barav. Here at Samashmi, even though you have a Shut, if a guy owns part of the head, you're only Potter from the Maton of the head, of the Lechayim, but not from the Kevin and the Bnei Mayim. Omer Rav Chizdo, Ho Masnis Natotil R'chiyah Barav, this price like made Rav Chiyah Barav make a mistake. The Tanya will learn like this: Asrim v'yabo matanis kuna hein. There are 24 matanis kuna. The chulun nitli Aaron lebonav. All are given to Aaron lebonav. The chral leprat. O bris melech with a bris melech. Rashi says the chral leprat means v'vayika kore lechol kotshe bnei Yisrael kor nesatim bod meforish kor chal by itself. O bris melech sib b'seif o bris melech oylemu shem she bris melech eina. Shavasev karzulad never rest. So the Esrim Yabor 24 Matnas Kuna, they're all given Aaron Abono, the Chlal Prat of Bris Melech. Kol HaMekayimim Ki Lekayim Chlal Prat. Whoever's Mekayim like Mekayim, the Chlal Prat Shebetayra. O Bris Melech, the Chol Oivra Leim Ki Lu Oivra Al the Chlal Prat of Bris Melech. You're over the Bris Melech of Kabonis. Now the Yelway, these are 24 Matnas Kuna. Esra B'Mikdash. There are 10 of the mikdash that are given to them. B'tzeich azor v'lirch v'nshom. Now the arba b'shlaim for in Yerushalayim. The yester b'gvulim. 10 are given even outside Yerushalayim. Esra, one of the 10 giving the base of mikdash. That's the chatis from a korban chatis. You give the matana to the kohen. The chatis soif the kohen eats from it. Oshem vada v'yoshem toli v'zivche shal mitzibah v'luk shem v'shal mitzayram. U'shtei halechem lechem aponim v'shirem v'nochis. Amin chasayimah. All these, the kohen eats from them. These are called matnas kuna. The abob yishlam, therefore, that they eat special in yishlayim, ha b'chayro. Rashi says, b'chor tam, that he gives to a kohen, he gets like a little kashim kalam, he can eat anywhere in yishlayim. The abikurim can eat in yishlayim, or morim in a toida, that the matonas that are given to the kohen by the toida, the morim in a toida, or else the chazor v'shoik in the dawad chalis. Or Meyel Nazir, the Yerus Kochim, all these the Khan Kirit in Yerushalayim. Rashi Shal Oyla Chatas V'yoshim, the skin of a Korban Oyla Chatas V'yoshim, goes to the Kohen. Now, the Yerus Begvulin, and Teni Kirit anywhere in like an Eretz Yisrael, Begvulin. Mochol Ori Yisrael, that's Truma. Utrumas Maisa, the Chalav, Rashis Agaz, the Matonis, Azulakan Kevam, Pidina Ben, The lav gafner tzor could be anywhere. Anywhere you'd live. Or pidgin haben, or pidgin petachamor, or stay achuzo, or stay charomim, or they make something cherem that goes to the kohen, the gez lager. Yeah. So now, whosoever he thought, midukah choshtul lamatonu, is the chodo, since the matonas are called only one of these ten. It's chodonino, it's one halacha. Either you chay to give the matonas, so or you're potter to give the matonas, you can't divide it up. But the loy, it's not true. Is it one thing? They're like one another. It's like one. It's like one another. These are the matonis you have to give when you make a regular bema. Bema's chulin. It's choshul kachoda. Calls it like one, but really ain't a chanami. They're different. They could have different halachas. Sometimes the chayv one, you put them the other one. He brought up a question like this: Harosh lechod hetshe blow to you the kulishli. Now, bas the chiyuv yazlina and the chiyuv gabi Yisrael. Case where the guy sold an animal just the head to the Jew. So do we say now, since the whole head belongs to the Jew, he's chayim lechiyayim loon? Or do we maybe know bas ikar beim azlinan, the ikar beim with the kain? Here the kain belongs to the kain, whether it's kain or a guy. But since the ikar kain belongs to the kain, maybe still you parted from the maton. That's a shaila. Again, a kain sells the head of his animal to a Jew, to a Yisrael. Is this Yisrael chayv and matnas of the lechayim or not? So Toshima, it says, Lodi kechovim v'koyin shemosku tzayin li Yisrael, a guy or a kohen gives away his sign to Yisrael, ligzayiz, to shiro, so potter. How? So potter, because the animal belongs to a kohen or to a guy, the potter from Geri Reshus, I guess. Halakeach geis son shon kohen, somebody buys the wool off a guy is also part of Mauritius Agaz. The Zechemi Brezroyev Lachayim Vakeva, Yosh Mauritius Agaz. Here is something, Zechumram of Zerel Lachayim Vakeva over Mauritius Agaz. Shmamina Bosach Yuvazlina Shmamini Gol Bosach Achiv. So the Dirk is in the second part, it says that if you buy the wool off the guy, even before the guy shed off the wool, so really you own the wool on the behemoth. So maybe now when you shear it off, you should be chayv mereshis hageiz. It says here, no, you potter. But this mashen came by Zerul Lachayim Akeva. It's not the way you chayv over there. So that's called the chumra in Zerul Lachayim Akeva over reshis hageiz. So you see clearly, shmamina, bas chiyub azlin shmamina, that if you only buy the head off a guy or off a kayin, even though the ikra behemah still belongs to the kayin, the lachar is you'll be chayv in matanas in lachiyayim. You go bas chiyub, if you bought the head, you would be chayav to give the matana from the head. Yimam Allah chutz min ha matanos, fotem min ha matanos. All right, we'll stop here.